you were strong, and for your faithfulness, it's your time. You encouraged everyone else when you needed it for yourself. And I want you to know that, that for your faithfulness, it's your time. You waited and waited,
you have waited
for so long,
for so long.
But you held on,
you held on,
you were strong,
you were strong.
And for your
dedicated to all of you who have been working in the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreamed and you've worked towards things that you've wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. But He said in His word that if you would delight yourself in Him, He will give you the desires of your heart.
This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. And I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in James chapter 1. In the New Testament, in James chapter 1, hear now the word of the Lord. The reading begins at verse 1 of James Chapter 1. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James chapter 1, verses 1 through 27. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your name. I praise your name and I shout hallelujah. I shout glory to God in the highest. My soul doth magnify the Lord. Father God, bless now this service, I beseech thee. Do thy marvelously in blessing those who have heard thy word and those who hear thy word therein. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. I call your attention again to James chapter 1, verses 20 1 and 22. James chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and perversity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Some deceive themselves. Some deceive themselves. Our topic for today, some deceive themselves. There are many, yea, millions, yea, multiple millions of people even today who name the name of Jesus, who attend church and whose names are on the church roll, but they are deceiving themselves. Some deceive themselves. Not all, but some. And your job today is to determine which group you're in. Are you in the group that is deceiving? The group of people who are deceiving themselves? Or are you in the group of people who are doers of the word? You see, James is very clear in saying that people are tempted, drawn away of their own lusts and enticed. That people sometimes take a look at themselves and they find out who they are, but they go away and forget the manner of person he or she is. Have you ever taken a good, clear, very concentrated look at yourself to examine who you are, to examine what you're doing? Have you ever really allowed yourself to evaluate yourself? Have you ever allowed you to evaluate you? Well, how do I do that, Reverend? Well, let's use a standard. Let's use the Ten Commandments as a part of our moral law standard. Moral and law standard. Not that we get to heaven based on the righteousness that's in the Ten Commandments, but the truth is, if we're truly saved, our actions will be more holy than the basic requirements of the Ten Commandments. If you are living below the Ten Commandments, it is very likely that you are not saved. If you are living below the righteousness contained in the Ten Commandments, it is very likely that you are not saved. Well, what is contained in the Ten Commandments? Well, they talk about our behavior toward Almighty God, our reverence for Him. But they also talk about how we act toward our fellow man. So let's just take how we act toward our fellow man as part of our evaluation criteria. Do you commit adultery? Well, the Bible says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery. Do you steal? For the Bible says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. Do you kill? For the Bible says in the Ten Commandments that thou shalt not kill. Do you not obey your father and your mother? For the Bible says in the Ten Commandments, obey your father and your mother. It is the first commandment with promise. Do you covet what your neighbor has? The Bible says, thou shalt not covet. Do you lie? The Bible says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. If you are doing those things, or any combination thereof, you have a serious problem. I have just held the mirror up to you. Not the mirror of holiness, just the mirror of the basic righteousness that is in the law of Moses. And not all of the basic righteousness, just a few of the pointers of the basic righteousness that's in the law of Moses, and they are not enough to get you to heaven, even if you kept them perfectly. So if you're naming the name of Jesus, and you are not living up to the basic, simple standards that are contained in the law of Moses, you need to check your salvation quotient. You need to check your salvation condition to see whether or not you are truly saved. James says here in the general epistle of James, chapter 1, verse 21, James chapter 1, verse 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. I know some people who are not willing to be meek. I know some people who are not willing to receive with meekness the engrafted word. And you may be one of those people. You may be a hard-hearted, ungodly person, and you are going to do what you are going to do. You don't care what. You may not be saved, my friend. You say, I go to church, I pay my money, I pray to God. God and I are in good shape. God is always in good shape. But I question you. If you do not have the meekness to receive the word of God, you have a spiritual problem. I cannot say for sure that you are not saved. But I can say for sure that if you do not have the meekness to receive the word of God, you have a spiritual problem, and not just a spiritual problem, you have a very serious spiritual problem. If you are not living up to the basic righteousness that is contained in the law of Moses, you have a serious problem. If you do not honor your father and your mother, if you are killing and stealing and committing adultery and bearing false witness and coveting, you have serious spiritual problems. James says in James chapter 1, verse 21, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. What is meekness? Yes, Lord, I receive it. I know I'm wrong. I know you're right. God, I know you're right, and I know I'm wrong. I receive your word. And you do it with sincerity, with purity of heart. I don't like hypocrites. It doesn't mean I don't love hypocrites. I just don't like hypocrites. I don't deal much with hypocrites, because every time I smile at a hypocrite, To me, I'm being hypocritical. I frown on hypocrites. I let hypocrites know I don't like what you are doing. I am not a fake person. If you are not doing right, I am not going to smile on you. And more than likely, I'm going to break fellowship with you. For if I pretend that I like you, if I pretend that I'm happy with you, that makes me in my mind a hypocrite. And so normally I break fellowship with hypocrites. I will act upon hypocrites with the word of God, meaning minister to them and preach to them, but I don't like hypocrites. I love hypocrites because I love all people. But I don't like the lifestyle of hypocrites. And when I smile at one and fellowship with one, I feel I'm being a hypocrite. So if you are a hypocrite and you are around me, you're going to find me preaching to you. That's the only way I can live with myself and not feel like I'm a hypocrite. But if you are a hypocrite, I won't give you much time except to minister to you. And if you won't let me minister to you, I will get out of your presence. Because I'm not going to hypocrite to be a friend of a hypocrite. I'm not going to pretend to be a friend of a hypocrite. I'm not going to smile on your hypocrisy. I am not going to smile on your hypocrisy. I am not going to smile on your hypocrisy. I will break fellowship with you. God doesn't like hypocrites either. He loves hypocrites, but he doesn't like them. God said, I would have you cold or hot. He said, lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Where does he say that, Reverend? In the book of Revelation. God wants you cold or hot. Lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. James says in James chapter 1, verse 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. This is the key. Receive the word. Receive with meekness the word of Almighty God, and be a doer of the word. D-O-E-R. James chapter 1, verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. You are deceiving yourself. You go to church, you're a deacon, you go to church, you're a preacher, and you're out there fornicating. You're out there adulterating. You're out there homosexuating. You're out there lying and cheating and stealing. And you're covetous and you're full of lust. And you're yielding to your lust. You're yielding to your lust. You are just deceiving your own selves. You are just deceiving yourself. James says in James chapter 1 verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. I'm afraid that we have too many hearers only sections in the Church of Jesus Christ. I'm afraid that I'm afraid that in too many congregations, there are hearers only. They will sit there. They will smile. They will nod their head. And they will applaud. And by the way, what happened to amen and hallelujah? I'm suspicious when I go to church and it sounds like I'm in a movie theater. I'm suspicious when I go to church and it sounds like I'm in an auditorium where people are listening to a performance by a drama troupe. Whatever happened to amen and hallelujah? What is with this applauding? What is with this applauding? Yes, the trees clap their hands, but the trees don't have mouths. Whatever happened to amen? Whatever happened to hallelujah? Whatever happened to praise the Lord? Whatever happened to thank you, Jesus? I'm suspicious when I hear this applause like they have on Broadway. You ever been to a Broadway play? I've been to Broadway plays. I've been to dramatic productions in various places. And the audience applauds at certain times. Whatever happened to amen in the church of Jesus Christ? Whatever happened to hallelujah in the church of Jesus Christ? Whatever happened to praise the Lord in the church of Jesus Christ? I'm not accusing you all to be hearers only. I'm not accusing you all of being hearers only, but in some congregation, there are hearers only sections. And hearers only normally will not say amen or hallelujah because it's not in them. It's not in them. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whatever happened to amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord in the church of Jesus Christ? Whatever happened to amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord? Whatever happened to uplifted hands? Whatever happened to uplifted hands? Whatever happened to uplifted hands? Instead of clapping those hands, why not lift them in the air and say hallelujah? Why not lift them in the air? That's what I do. When the preacher says, and I've been in a number of churches where the preacher says, give the Lord a hand clap. You know what I do? I lift my hands heavenward and say hallelujah. I lift my hands heavenward and say hallelujah. The preacher said, give the Lord a hand clap. But the Lord deserves from me uplifted hands and hallelujah. Uplifted hands and hallelujah. Uplifted hands and hallelujah. Some deceive themselves. Some deceive themselves. Some deceive themselves. James says in James chapter 1, verses 21 and following, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James chapter 1, verses 21 through 27. I'm just going to make a comment on this last verse, the last part. Verse 27 of James chapter 1. And to keep himself unspotted from the world. Some of you who name the name of Jesus are not only spotted in the world as being part of them, you are out there with them. You are on the dance floor. You are telling ungodly jokes. You are laughing at ungodly jokes. You are cursing. You are playing the lottery. You are supporting homosexual activity. You are supporting abortion. You are supporting all kind of mess that God says is wrong. You are not keeping yourself unspotted from the world, and you are the reason the world doesn't come to the church, because you are out in the world saying that you are the church, and you are doing what they are doing, and many of them already know that what they are doing is not right in God's sight, but they don't care because they are obstinate. They are going to do what they're going to do anyway, but they are surprised that you would come out there and help them. And when they get by themselves, they laugh at you because they know that you are deceiving yourself. Satan knows the word of God, and Satan knows that James says that you should keep yourself unspotted from the world. And when you go out there and do what they do, they know right away that you are transgressing the word of God. They know you are in rebellion against the word of God. They laugh at you and they hug you and they kiss you, and they go their way and talk about you because you are a hearer of the word, but not a doer of the word, nor of the work, but you are doing Satan's work, though you are in church on Sundays, but you out there with them on the weekdays, and a lot of time on Sundays after church, you out there with them also. So you are not keeping yourself unspotted from the world. Some deceive themselves. Some deceive themselves. I am not saying that you deceive yourself, but I must leave you with this question: are you deceiving yourself? Answer truly in your heart and to your God, yes or no. Let us pray. Father, I have given your word. I have made it plain, and they understand. And they have a choice now. They have a choice. I pray for your mercy and your grace and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.